The net wealth of South African households increased in the third quarter of last year, a surprising rise after six quarters of decline. In studio now to talk about the Momentum UNISA Household Net Wealth Index is Johan van Tonder from Momentum. Johan, welcome.
Thank
you. So what's the relevance of the index? What does it tell us?
Well, it's very important actually, because it tells us how rich we are as households. And by rich we mean our total assets minus all our debts and outstanding accounts. And what's left is our wealth. And that wealth we can use to live on in retirement. We can use it for when there's unexpected expenses or emergencies. And we also can use it as some sort of collateral if you want to buy a property or something like that. So from a household perspective, the income and expenditure is one area, but the wealth is on top of that. It's our so-called balance sheet.
Yes, yeah. So how is it calculated? I mean, do you get a representative survey of all South Africans or what? And is it a weighted average?
Yeah, basically how we calculate, it's statistically calculated. We use macroeconomic variables in order to calculate it. And we use Reserve Bank statistics in order to calculate it. So we estimate like every quarter the assets as well as the liabilities. So, and then we subtract it. And then we sort of compare it to Reserve Bank numbers. And it closely resembles those numbers.
Okay, so it's obviously a huge globular generalized figure.
Yeah.
But importantly, we saw a 2.5% rise year on year in Q3 last year. That was after a few years of decline. That what caused it to increase?
Well, basically, the one thing was an interest rate cut that we saw in the third quarter of last year. And secondly, the rand, which that declined or depreciated against a number of currencies. And that caused dual-listed shares on our stock exchange to actually increase in price. And most of South Africans' wealth is invested in financial assets. In other words, through their retirement funds in the JSE as well as bonds and listed property. So that was the main reason for the increase.
Yeah, and what about debt levels? Did we all become less indebted?
Yeah, that's a nice thing about it, is that our debt sort of stagnated as a percentage of our gross income. So households didn't go overboard. They actually pulled back nicely. And if you look at other numbers, like credit bureau numbers, it indicates similar trends of pulling back. And in addition, what also happened is, it seems as our debt is now becoming a little bit more affordable than it used to be. But even though, households didn't go overboard.
So, and despite there being a 2.5% rise in Q3, we're not actually any richer than we were in 2015, because it just takes us back to Q1, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a tragic part of it. We've lost so much wealth over the past 3 years that this one quarter's rise only took us back to where we were in 2015. So we should have increased every single quarter, and we didn't. So we need to do a lot more.
So there's still reason to be frugal and to spend your money wisely. So I want to talk about outlook. Because, part of the increase that we saw in Q3 was that we had a better tax burden, but now we're probably going into a higher tax burden after next month's budget. And, of course, that will affect monthly cash flow, but also retirement money.
Yeah. So from our income side, that's a big problem. So if the tax burden continues to increase, we can save less. Yeah. And then we will be able to save less as a population. And if you save less, then you can't enjoy more growth on the JSE through shares or bonds or listed property. So it's as easy as that. However, on the other hand, what we're seeing is a more positive outlook for the South African economy. And that means higher profits for companies, which can then support the share prices. And as a result of that, that can stimulate net wealth or the assets of South African households.
So going forward, the retirement fund's performance is likely to be better?
Yeah, I think already what we've seen in the fourth quarter, already retirement funds performed better in the fourth quarter. And if we have a look in 2018, what we've already seen with the ANC leadership, there's lots of confidence that came through on the currency side. But now that must be transferred to the real economy. And for that to happen, the confidence must lead to more investments from the business side.
But Johan, where does property performance come into it? Because after retirement funds, property and the house that you live in is probably the next biggest asset, if not the biggest asset to some people.
Yeah, properties comprise about 30% of total assets, with financials 70% on average. So for property to increase, we need consumer confidence to increase, but then also property must be affordable to many more households than it's right now.
And so what is your view on property going forward?
I think what's going to happen, because if interest rates are not going to come down this year, we might see that property is going to continue around inflation type increases.
Nowhere.
Yes, in real terms, not now. Yeah.
Okay, so households have to rely on keeping their debt down and relying on good performance in JSE and overseas equities.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, on that note, Johan, thanks so much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
That was Johan van Tonder from Momentum.